This podcast is produced by the Minnesota Radio Talking Book Network, part of State Services for the Blind, and it is recorded for people who are blind or have reading disabilities. You can register as a customer of State Services for the Blind to access many other services that they offer by going to www.mnssb.org. Complete programming of the Radio Talking Book is available at www.mnssb.org/RTB, and the password is RTB. When you don't feel worthy of employment, or relationships for that matter, as an individual who is blind or visually impaired. This is written by Shannon Carollo and was posted August 29th, 2016. Listen, this is a hard topic. I know it will not appear to all readers. Many of you are already confident, or as I like to say, humbly confident, but it will apply to some. If it applies to you, it was worth every word. Don't know if it applies to you? Take the three examples and see if any describes you. You don't want to pursue training in orientation and mobility or assistive technology because you don't think you'd be hired or perform well regardless. If you were told by your boss that you are an exceptional employee, you would not believe her. You would apply for a leadership role or other more senior position if you thought you were qualified. Did I mention you have worked in your field for years with positive performance evaluations? Any of these statements sound like the war that wages in your mind? The war of worth. You struggle with a sense of worthlessness. You know me, always listening to TED Talks. Of course, I heard a fantastic one yesterday, The Power of Vulnerability, by qualitative researcher Breen Brown. Ms. Brown studied adults who feel worthwhile and those who don't. She wanted to know what makes people feel worthy, and if those who lack a sense of worthiness could utilize strategies to begin feeling worthy. After years of research, she concluded, a sense of worthiness comes from a strong sense of love and belonging. So I wonder if you have a tribe in which you belong. Do you have a core group of friends? Alternatively, have you been feeling socially isolated? Ms. Brown would tell you that belonging to a group is imperative because it will give you courage to be imperfect, compassion to yourself and others, connection as a result of authenticity, and vulnerability. Out of this safe and comforting place will rise, according to Ms. Brown, a birthplace of creativity, belonging, love, joy. Here are my suggestions for plugging into a group and finding your tribe. Utilize AFB's directory of services to find a local peer support group with others who are blind or visually impaired. Volunteer in an area of interest and get to know those who you work alongside. Get involved in activities such as joining a social club, hobby group, exercise team, etc. Invite your neighbors to dinner. You'll have to interact with a dozen or more social groups, I'd guess, before finding one that is a perfectly imperfect match with you. But do it anyway. Your mental health will thank you. After you are well connected, I think you'll see you were already worthy. You can be successful in the right workplace. You can get a job. You can be an exceptional employee. And you can advance in your career. Again, that was entitled, When You Don't Feel Worthy of Employment, or Relationships for that matter, as an individual who is blind or visually impaired.